Hello, everybody, and welcome to Connectivity. This is episode 211. I'm Brian Rose, and I'm joined here today by J.P. Corbin.
Hello.
And Adam Abu Nassar.
Nick said that we can't talk about the NX yet, so trying really hard to not talk about the NX.
We're recording this on the day that the Nintendo NX became the Nintendo Switch.
Which I refuse to acknowledge. It will always be the Nintendo Hello in my heart.
I've heard about that, but we're not going to talk about it this week. I think we will in a future episode, probably when more details are released. There's not a lot of details out right now, but there will probably be more in the next few weeks, and we will be talking about it in the future. But today we're going to go for a more themed episode, and we're going to talk about Pikmin. Pikmin is one of the, I wouldn't say like a really new IP. It came out, it's an 11-year-old IP, so it actually isn't very new. But
11 years? No, it is.
More than that. It was a couple 15. Weeks after the GameCube launch.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a 15-year-old franchise. I think maybe because it's not like as saturated, maybe as like Mario or Zelda or franchises like that. It's like there's three Pikmin games, and then there's the new one that's coming out on the 3DS next year. So I still kind of think it's like it's not as saturated as those franchises, but it's still up there in age. So yeah, it is a pretty well-aged IP. Not new, but not like really old either.
But yeah, I think isn't it the newest IP in Smash?
That sounds right.
Bayonetta.
Bayonetta.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean it's relatively new. There wasn't any Splatoon stuff in Smash Brothers sets before. But yeah, it might be what I think in terms of like Nintendo franchises, it might be one of the newer ones, but
yeah, Nintendo really hasn't done too much in the way of new IPs since Pikmin. Like you mentioned, Splatoon, yeah, but apart from that, nothing really that major.
Yeah, just small eShop stuff.
Yeah, eShop, like a few Box 3DS Boy, games, maybe one or two Wii U games. You could say like Miis and stuff like that, but.
Oh yeah, the Miis are in Smash Brothers.
That's kind of, something.
It's just pushing it.
The Miis made Nintendo all of their money, so we have to give them credit.
Yeah. So I remember seeing Pikmin for the first time when it was first shown off, and I think that was E3 2001, probably around the same time the GameCube was shown. I think it was one of the first games shown for the GameCube. I'm not too sure. But I remember seeing it for the first time. I remember Miyamoto talking about how he got inspiration for this game by just seeing stuff in his backyard. And, you know, playing Pikmin all these years later, again, I played the first one for on the Wii U Virtual Console. I guess Wii games are counted as Virtual Console games, whatever. But yeah, playing it again for the first time, it's like, that's very true. I mean, you get those kind of concepts just by looking in your backyard and, you know, maybe like seeing ants pick up a leaf or a droplet of food or, you know, whatever. It's very interesting how you got the idea of Pikmin. I've always thought it was really interesting and how he turned it into like a, what would you say this genre is? It's like a strategy, a real-time strategy game?
Kind of.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely a lot of strategy to it. It's a very different kind of game than most real-time strategy, but I do think it fits into that genre.
Maybe like a real-time strategy adventure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that. And the thing I also noticed is that it's very colorful and it's full of, I've played the first Pikmin game and it's dated, obviously, but it still looks pretty nice. It's very colorful, it's very I wouldn't say detailed, but it's very, I really like the graphics. It's very nature-esque. It's very, the environments are varied and very colorful, and I really enjoy that. And the gameplay is really fun. It sometimes gets, for me, the enemies can be kind of tough, especially if you don't know, like, the strategy. But, actually, it's been a very simple game so far. I'm playing up to, like, day 6, and I think you only have, like, 30 days to get all the items.
Right, it's 30 days, yeah.
But would you need all 30 items to beat the game, or is it, like, all the more dies if you miss, like, one part?
There are
some of them
three,
are optional.
Yeah, there are three endings. One is where you get all the important parts. One is where you get all the parts. And then one is where you run out of time and Olimar, like, gets buried and eaten and turned into a Pikmin.
Yeah, it's a very dark ending, really, if the failure ending in the original Pikmin.
Yeah, and the first time I played it, I got it a little bit after it came out. I think it had gone to, like, the player's choice or something.
Yeah.
And I got everything in the game. I was so proud of myself. And then I got to the final day, I had everything, and I went into that final battle, and I just didn't have enough Pikmin to win. So if I had had...
You need a lot. You need a lot of Pikmin. You need probably, most of the time, you're going to need more than one day to finish off the final area.
Well, if I had one more day to farm, I think I would be able to do it, but... when I was a little kid, I could just never do it. And I didn't want to restart because I put so much time and effort into, like, getting all of them. But I think there was a feature where, like, if you lost real bad, like, you could go back in time a couple of days and it would let you do, like, the last few days over.
It was added in the new play control versions. You could go back to any previous day and start from there. So if you figure, well, this is where it went wrong, I screwed up on this day, and you can go back to that day and play from there. So you didn't have to start all the way over, but I'm pretty sure that wasn't added until the new play control versions.
Oh, yeah, I do not think that was in the GameCube one. That's a nice
Probably
feature.
Yeah. Well, what were your first memories of playing Pikmin, JP?
I got the game... when I got my GameCube, which was Christmas 2001, and it's really been one of my favorite Nintendo series ever since. There really isn't anything else quite like it all. I mean, there have been a couple of games that kind of aped it, kind of like took some of its ideas, but really it was unlike anything that came out before, and really not much has been like it since. It's a great game. I mean, it's a game for exploration. It's a really interesting world with all kinds of little elements in it, and there's just so much to do, and you have a goal, but it's just sometimes you just want to look around and see the world they built.
I agree. That's one of the things I'm experiencing while playing this. I have to. It's interesting in that you have to make sure that you know that you only have 30 days, but at the same time, it's like, well, this environment's so big and so vast. I mean, I kind of have to take a few days just to, like, see where I'm at, what I need to do, what to plan, you know, things like that. And so, I mean, it's easy. I haven't really experienced any problems playing so far, replaying it again. But at the same time, it's like, it's kind of daunting and kind of hard in that you only have a set amount of time to do all this, and if you don't get enough stuff done in one day, you might lag behind, and you might not be able to get... You might have Olimar turn into a plant or Pikmin or whatever if you don't hurry up. It's kind of easy but daunting at the same time.
I feel like Pikmin 3 was, like, a lot easier, because that one has a time limit, right?
It has sort of a soft time limit. You have to maintain your supply of fruit juice, but
oh yeah, that's right.
You pick up fruit as you play, and I mean by the end, I had like almost a full month's worth of fruit juice left.
Yeah,
like,
if you're
picking up fruit as you go, the limit doesn't come into play much.
I remember feeling the pressure, but not like having any difficulty beating it. Like the second one, what I played to that one. There's no limit. You just kind of just do whatever.
I think that takes away from it some. It's like there's really no pressure at all in the second one.
Yeah, at times in the third one, like, I did almost run out, and I was like, oh, no. I have to
Google where the fruit is. There are moments in the story where, like, your juice stockpile is taken away from you, and you have to, and then you're kind of living day to day for a little bit. And those, it's an exciting time, but for the most part, you don't have to worry about it that much, as long as you're picking up fruit as you go.
So, the first Pikmin is the one I'm most familiar with, and it's a very fun game. It's like I said, it's a little bit daunting, but overall, it's a very enjoyable experience. I mean, I really like the music. It's very calming. It's very out there, very cool. Overall, it all sets up like this really cool vibe in that it's very calm and pleasant. Even though the overall theme of the game is, you know, you better hurry up and get all your items before you run out of oxygen. But
yeah,
even with that, it's a very calm and soothing kind of game that, just for my experience with all the news that's going on lately, I mean, it's just kind of nice to pick up this game and really just chill and play, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it's the presentation of the game, of the series, is one of really the strongest, I think, of any Nintendo franchise. Like, it really puts you into that world. It really does a great job of showing you, like, the perspective of how tiny you are and how big everything else is and how dangerous it is, but it's also kind of calming in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely feels like you're shrunken down and put into a garden.
Yeah. It's very much what Miyamoto imagined when he came up with the concept of the game. It's just, it really feels like you're in somebody's backyard and you're just roaming around looking for, you know, strange items. I think actually that's more of a Pikmin 2 thing, maybe, more than a Pikmin 1 game. I'm not too sure.
Well, yeah, Pikmin 2 really ups that, where, you know, the treasure you're hunting for are, like, real-world kind of items. Like one of the things you get is, like, a Duracell battery. And that really shows off, like, the scale you're talking about. And there's a lot of great writing in that game, kind of with the computers kind of trying to analyze the little things that you have. And, I mean, it's really well done by the Treehouse crew to really show off that game.
Yeah, it was weird. And that one wasn't, like, everything, like, branded. Like, it wasn't just, like, a battery. It was a legit Duracell battery.
Yeah. I do remember the Duracell battery.
Like, you have to wonder whose idea that was. If Miyamoto just came in one day and he was like, call all the battery companies and see who wants to put an ad in our game.
I mean, they were all, but there was tons of, I mean, like, what's like a, you know, it wasn't just a bottle cap, it was a 7-Up bottle cap. I mean, yeah. Like they it was all branded like that. And some people didn't like that. I thought it was a nice little touch, and I thought they really did a neat job with how they
showed that off. Yeah, I think as long as you don't overdo it, I think it's fine.
It's kind of cryptic, though, because it implies that it's, like, our world. Just kind of destroyed a little bit.
But don't they also do that in Chibi-Robo?
I think they do that in Chibi-Robo, and I think they do that in Kirby. Like, there's, like, a robot planet. Not Robobot, but, like, another robot planet that is, like, destroyed Earth.
Yeah. Another interesting thing about Pikmin is that a lot of it is kind of familiar. I mean, one of the nice end jokes I remember from the first one is that, Olimar's ship is called the Dolphin, which was the code name for the GameCube. And, you know, just Olimar's name itself kind of always reminded me of Mario in a way. And, you know, we'll get to Pikmin 2, and there's Louie, which, you know, Luigi. There's a lot of these little in-jokes, too, throughout the game that and throughout the series in general, actually, that I kind of like. But, going to Pikmin 2, I did pick up this game when it first came out, but, the big thing in Pikmin 2 was they added more Pikmin. In the first game, there's yellow Pikmin who can carry bombs, red ones who can survive fire, and blue ones who can use water. And in the second game, they add,
there were
Pikmin. Yeah, there's purple and white Pikmin.
Yeah.
What were their goals, or what were their abilities?
Well, the purple Pikmin were heavier, which meant if you throw them at an enemy, they'll do more damage, and also there are certain puzzles where you need to weigh something down, and, you know, you need to use purple Pikmin because they weigh more. Whereas the white Pikmin, were poisonous, so if the enemy ate them, it would get damaged.
And I think in Pikmin 2, they changed the yellow Pikmin to be, like, conduct electricity, too.
Right, yeah, the electricity wasn't a part of the first game, but they added that to the yellow Pikmin. And the yellow Pikmin from the start also, and still through the later games, you could throw them higher than the other types of Pikmin.
Oh, that's true.
Well, didn't they change that to the white Pikmin? Weren't they light, too?
I think they were, yeah.
Yeah, so I did play this game, but I don't remember it. I didn't have any bad memories of it, but I mean, I didn't beat it, obviously, but I did play some of it and I did enjoy it. What do you think were the biggest takeaways for Pikmin 2? What were the big changes that you liked? I mean, what didn't you like about Pikmin 2?
Well, the big problem with Pikmin 2 is that it has those big dungeons that are like, I think they're random or something.
They're procedurally generated dungeons. They weren't designed much.
Yeah, so they aren't super compelling, but there's just so much content there. So it's kind of hard to really like get deep into that when it's not as like polished as a Pikmin 1 level, even though there are more of them.
There were some great overworld segments too, but I do think those dungeons made up too much of the game, and they were pretty uninspired. And I mean, in terms of their design, because they were generated that way.
And even their art, it was dark and dull under there. You know, you weren't in a big garden; you were just in a black hole somewhere.
And I would say the lack of a time limit, I think they overreacted to how people took the first game. Because there's really not much pushing you forward, and I think that does kind of take away from the second game.
Sure. So you would say that Pikmin 2 isn't as colorful as Pikmin 1? It's more dungeon-focused?
The dungeon parts aren't. The overworld is still great. There are still above-ground sections that are designed and very colorful and great-looking. But, I'd say too much of the game is in those dungeon segments, which are darker and not as impressive.
Okay. What else do you guys think about Pikmin 2? I mean, if it ever comes, I know there's a new play control version of Pikmin 2 that is on the Wii. I don't know if it's out on Wii U yet. I don't think it is.
I mean, the Wii version of the first game just came out recently, so I would expect 2 to be coming at some point, but it's not out yet.
Yeah, so, what other thoughts do you guys have? Like, what are the puzzles a bit more difficult? Is it a more difficult game to complete than Pikmin 1?
Yeah, I couldn't get into it because there wasn't a time limit. It wasn't as much fun to explore those dungeons. It just didn't push me to actually play it ever, you know? I would turn it on and just be like, oh, I can just wander around forever and then go back to my ship at night and just nothing happens. So I didn't get too far in it.
I did play
the new play control version, and those controls are pretty darn good.
I think both the originals, if I were going to go back and play the originals again, I would play them with the new play controls, because I do think those controls add a lot to those games.
I would agree. I mean, that's the version I've been playing. And like you said, it just came out on Virtual Console, so I picked it up. And at first, I was kind of confused because I didn't know what to do. I mean, I guess I was just so accustomed to playing it on GameCube. But once you pick up the controls and once you like figure out what to do, it's actually like very easy. It kind of feels like this is the way it was meant to be played, which is really interesting.
It's weird, but it does kind of, it feels so intuitive to play it that way. And yes. I mean, and if you know, the third game kind of improves upon those controls, but it works really well even in the games that weren't designed for that, and it's impressive.
Yes. Yes, so, if you ever want to pick up the Wii U version of Pikmin 1, you can do that. You can do that now. I think it's out in every region.
I believe so.
$19.99 here in the U.S. I guess we can move on to Pikmin 3, which took a long time to come out. I know Shigeru Miyamoto mentioned that it was in development years before it ever came out.
It was E3 2008. He mentioned that it exists, and then yes. And the game didn't end up coming out until 2013.
You know what? I remember that because 2008 was one of the worst E3s of all time.
It was, and yeah, and somebody asked about it at the developer roundtable, and he said, "Oh yeah, that's coming." And we wouldn't hear about it. We wouldn't see it again for 5 years. I remember because I went to E3 2012 and played Pikmin 3. I played the Pikmin 3 demo several times at that show, and I really loved it then, and I ended up loving the final game.
Yeah, once it was finally revealed, I mean, it was a really pretty looking game. I mean, just really keeping in mind what I liked about the first game and making it, you know, even prettier. And I think there's even snow-based levels maybe for the first time. I'm not sure if there was in other games, but I remember there was a snow level.
Yeah, there's a snow level.
Again, this is a game that I need to play. I mean, I played like the first 10 minutes and I kind of just didn't pick it up again for whatever reason. I mean, I didn't hate it, but it's either I get into it quickly or I don't. And in this case, I did not get into it quickly and I just kind of like discarded it, which, you know, I kind of need to pick it up again. They did add a few more Pikmin types, which are Rock Pikmin and Pink-colored Winged Pikmin, which carry items through the air and they go through water and I guess they can fly over the water.
Yeah, they're always hovering in the air.
But my question is, with all these Pikmin, can it get kind of daunting to like control them all? Is it like very tough to navigate through them all? Because I'm, you know, me playing the first Pikmin, it's not too bad to sort out the three Pikmin types, but I can imagine by the third one where there's like five, six, seven.
Well, the third one took out the purple Pikmin and the white Pikmin.
Oh, right. So they're completely gone.
Yeah, and there's a button that disbands all your Pikmin, which I'm pretty sure the first one has that, where you just hit it and they stop following you. But when you do that, they separate into their different colors. So if you need a specific color,
it makes it easy to kind of pick what you need.
And I think there's a button that switches between which one you're throwing.
When you're throwing, if you're using the remote controls, I think you can switch on the D-pad or possibly the C button on the nunchuck. That switches which Pikmin you're throwing. So it's pretty good interface. I think it doesn't get too clunky much of the time.
Oh, very good. I don't have a lot of. I mean, I just remember how pretty this game looks. I mean, just very is it more focused on environmental? Is it less about caves and dungeons? And is it more?
Yeah.
An environmental-based game like the first one?
I'm pretty sure.
There are some cave segments, but I think they're designed and they're very small parts of the levels.
And they're really pretty caves.
And they are. I mean, really, the game is gorgeous. It's very detailed and very lush. I think it really is one of the best-looking games on the Wii U. I think they really did a great job with that.
I totally agree. It's one of the best-looking games on the Wii U. And, you know, for all this talk about processing power and all this stuff, you know, for the Xbox One and the PS4, I mean, Pikmin 4, I don't know how it can get any prettier. It's very, very well done. It's very lush, very detailed, very just a beautiful-looking game. And that's the biggest takeaway for me, at least, because I haven't played as much as I have with Pikmin 1, but... I mean, overall, what game do you think stands out the most to you guys? Is it the first one, the second one, or the third one?
I think for me it's the third one. I think the third one kind of combines the best elements of the first two. Like, it's more focused on the overworld. It's more designed in terms of, you don't have the random stuff. You do have sort of a time limit, but it's not as harsh as the one in the first game. Whereas it still has a lot of the depth that you get in the second game with the more complicated puzzles that use the different types of Pikmin. And to me, I think the third game is kind of a great fusion of what the first two games did well.
Yeah, I would have to agree with pretty much everything you said. The third one is it's a perfect game, you know? We've only seen so many perfect games in our lifetime, but this one, just everything it tries to do is really polished. It's not too hard, not too easy. There's enough content there to where you feel satisfied when you beat it, but if you want a little more, there's some side stuff you can do. But everything is just a good time. There's so many different control schemes that you can find one that really fits, no matter who you are. You can play with the stylus, which is supposed to be really easy. I never tried that one. Or, like, point with the Wii remote.
But, I mean, I think, honestly, and one thing I would add is I think the Pikmin 3 makes some of the best use of the gamepad screen of any game Nintendo's made for this system.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even if you're playing the game with a remote nunchuck, which is the way I spent most of the time doing, having the gamepad as a second screen where the map and you can kind of order your troops around, you know, using the touchscreen kind of cuts down on a lot of the tedium of the game and makes the multitasking the game asks you to do work better.
So, kind of talked about all three games. And we can also talk about Pikmin's appearance in Smash Brothers 2. I don't think, it was Amelia. That was,
He debuted in Brawl.
Okay, yeah. Oh, Brawl, right. Was it Brawl or Wii U?
He was in Brawl. Okay. Because Pikmin, it came out like a month after Melee, so he was a little too late.
I think he had around like the same day. I mean, like, both Pikmin and Super Smash Bros. Melee came out like a couple weeks after the GameCube launch. They came out right about the same time.
I thought Melee launched with it. Did Pikmin launch with it?
I think they were both like early December after the system launched in November. They weren't literal launch titles, but they were right after.
Okay.
Yes, Pikmin came out on December 2nd, 2001 in North America. So it was a month after the GameCube came out.
Yeah.
Olimar is a playable character in Brawl. Alf is also another playable character in the 3DS and Wii U versions.
Yeah, he's basically a different skin for Olimar. He doesn't change anything.
Yeah, there's no difference, but yeah, it's a different skin. What do you guys feel about using Olimar in the game? I mean, I don't use him that much, but
he's basically my main character when I play Smash Brothers.
Oh, is he really?
I kind of started using him because I'm such a fan of the series, and he's a pretty interesting character. I think he's a better character in the 3DS and Wii U games. They tweaked him a little bit, and I think he works better. His recovery move is better because he uses like the flying Pikmin from Pikmin 3 as opposed to like shooting a rope of him. It's more effective. It's a unique character. It's really it's Olimar with the Pikmin, and he's really not powerful at all if he doesn't have his Pikmin. And if you're out of him, you got to pull him out of the ground to help you. It's a very interesting character. I'm not very good at the game in general, but I do play as him most of the time when I play the game.
Yeah, I played him a decent amount in Brawl. I like the kind of the smaller, faster characters. So I like Toon Link, I like Diddy Kong, and for a while I played Olimar, and he was kind of confusing, which was nice, because I spam projectiles and smash attacks, and I run the running smash a lot. Like, I'm really annoying to play against.
Yeah. I mean, and that's if you like that kind of gameplay, Olimar's a good character for it.
Yeah, and no one that I ever played against, like, knew Olimar's moves at all. So they would be like, what are you doing? Like, why are you picking Pikmin? And, you know, I'd do pretty well against them. They wouldn't know what was going on, and then I'd be like, I'd beat them. But I really haven't played Olimar much in the new one. The other day I was playing And we were just playing on random, and I got Olimar, and I did pretty well. So I might play with him a little more, like when I pick up Smash again.
For me, I'm not like a super hardcore Smash Brothers player. I'm more in it for like collecting trophies and stickers. Stickers were in Brawl. Things like that. And I'm very casual when it comes to Smash Brothers, so I'm not like an expert on it. But playing as Olimar isn't the worst thing. It's kind of like you said, it's kind of weird, but it's very unique.
It's very different from playing a lot of characters. If you're going to get good with him, you kind of have to practice because he does some things in ways that you don't see from a lot of other characters.
No, I'm not, like I said, I'm not a competitive player, but what are your thoughts on the stage that was in the Wii U version? I'm not sure if it was in Brawl. I forget if there's a Pikmin stage in Brawl, but I know there was one in the Wii U 3DS version. What were your thoughts on that stage?
I hate the 3DS one because it rains, and then you just get washed away. But I like the Wii U one a lot.
I like the Wii U one. And there was one in Super Smash Bros. Brawl, which wasn't a very good stage.
I don't remember what that one was.
There was kind of a hill, and I don't know. It wasn't very good. And then I haven't played that much of the 3DS game, but I kind of like the one on Wii U. I think the Wii U one is largely pretty good.
Speaking of 3DS, we do have to bring up the new platformer that was announced a few months ago for the 3DS. It doesn't even have a title yet. Just Pikmin for 3DS, but it's remarkably different from the other games in that it is more of a straight-up platformer. From what I've seen, you still use the Pikmin to help you advance toward the end of the stage, but it seems a bit more linear, and it seems more traditional of a traditional platformer than you would see in a regular Pikmin game. What were you guys' thoughts on this game when you saw it a few months ago?
It looked like Chibi-Robo. Exactly.
I would say so, yeah.
I mean, it's a platformer, but it's a very different kind of platformer. It's not...
True.
You know, it still looks like Pikmin. You're still throwing Pikmin to get around obstacles and that kind of thing, but it's a 2D side-scrolling Pikmin as much as it's a platformer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of like that Nintendo is doing this, instead of giving us another Mario platformer, or another Yoshi platformer, or another Donkey Kong platformer, or our eighth Kirby for 3DS, then just see what you can do with Chibi-Robo or with Olimar or I don't know some other non-platforming character.
A lot of people get upset about so many platformers. I don't so much because they're my favorite kind of game, so I love that Nintendo's making a ton of them. But this one, I don't think should really upset people. This looks very different and unique, and I think this is a very interesting kind of thing. I need to see more of it before we really make up my mind about it, but it looks like they're doing a lot of new things with this that you haven't seen in many other games.
Yeah, it's weird that it looked so early, but Miyamoto said that Pikmin 4 is done, and the Wii U is, pretty much done. So, is this game going to come out before Pikmin 4? And is it, it's going to come out for 3DS a year after the NX comes out? And then where's...
I think it will.
You think it will?
Yeah, because... I mean, he haven't even seen Pikmin 4 yet. I mean, I think Miyamoto confirmed it somewhere, maybe. I'm not sure. But, we've already seen this game. And maybe that was the game he was talking about. I mean, who knows, right?
Yeah, I don't know if maybe that was, lost in translation or something. And he I don't think he said there was a new Pikmin game, and he may have been talking about this.
I don't know. What I remember is he said that Pikmin 4 was almost done, 2 years ago.
Then it would probably be this game.
But this doesn't look almost done. No, it's not coming out until next summer. Yeah.
That's true. It came off as something that's very early in development. And it doesn't even have a name. So I would say, it's probably not the game he was talking about. So that would mean we would probably see a Pikmin 4 on the Switch.
I forgot it's called the Switch. It's like I feel Switch. Like I dreamed it.
It's only been a few hours. It's only been a few hours.
Weird. I'm so used to calling it the hello.
Yeah, it'll take time. It's not the hello.
It is.
Yeah.
Goodbye to hello. No. So yeah, if we are going to see a Pikmin 4, which based on Miyamoto's interviews, it definitely seems like we're going to see a Pikmin 4 on the Switch. So what would you guys like to see in a Pikmin 4?
I want to see multi-unit multiplayer.
Yeah.
Because yeah, in Pikmin 3, there's split-screen multiplayer, and that's fine, but I don't want to be able to see... I want to be able to see my full screen, and I don't want to see anyone else's screen.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, somehow, like, online multiplayer. You had, like, co-op and those kinds of modes going back even to Pikmin 2, but they haven't really done much with that. I think this would be a good time. I would like to see just basically an extension of Pikmin 3, because I really love that game, but maybe explore more of the multiplayer than we saw in that game.
Yeah, the multiplayer in that game was excellent. But I do want more single-player stages. Like, I think Pikmin 3, like, most of them only have, like, 5 or 6 levels. And they may be huge, but, like, I want more levels.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but I mean, I don't think they really need to change that much about the gameplay in the single player from Pikmin 3, because I think Pikmin 3 just does it so well.
It's so perfect.
That, you know, maybe add another type of Pikmin or you know, even bring back some of the ones from Pikmin 2 or something, but I don't think you need to really change that much, because I think they've got it great. But if they want to innovate and really make it stand out, the multiplayer would be a good place to do that.
Yeah, so, I mean, for me, I would just like to see a continuation of gorgeous environments and lush details, you know. That's the thing that really strikes me the most about Pikmin that I always liked. And, I guess we can talk a little bit about the Switch in terms of what we would like to see in a Pikmin game. The Switch isn't going to be as powerful as the PS4 or the Xbox One from what it seems like, but that still means it can produce, like, a very gorgeous game. I mean, if the Wii can do it, the Switch can probably do it even better. So that's one thing I would like to see. I would like to see more of a multiplayer emphasis, like you guys just talked about. I completely forgot there was even multiplayer in Pikmin 3. But then again, I didn't play Pikmin 3 as much as you guys did. So, just more puzzles. What's the one thing you guys would like to see innovated in this game? Or what new feature would you like to see that's not exactly multiplayer, but maybe different puzzles, maybe stuff that happens inside of a house or different environments? Or,
you know, I'd like...
What would you guys like to see?
I'd like to see more multiplayer missions, like a two-player story mode, because they have these little mission side things where you... and another player try to accomplish a goal together. But I'd like to see, like, a little story. Like, in Super Smash Bros., there are the events, and there are the single-player events, and there are the co-op events. So you can play through the single-player events by yourself, but then if you have your friend over, you have this entire second extra segment of missions that you can play through with them. So I'd like to be able to sit down with my friend and play a separate story mode from the main story mode that is just two players.
And you do have a lot of characters that were introduced in Pikmin 3 that you can bring in, and they can be part of that story.
Yeah, and at the end, I mean, minor spoilers, they all are together, and they're all 5 of them.
Yeah. What were you saying, JP?
I was going to say that another thing to look for is, since we do know that you're not going to have, you know, remote and pointer controls in the Switch, so we're going to have to see them change the controls, go back maybe to more like the GameCube games, or it's still not clear whether there's a touchscreen on the thing, so maybe they'll use that, but I'm interested to see how they'll set up the controls if there's a Pikmin on the Switch.
Okay. Yeah. That is true. We don't know all the details on the controller for the Switch or the detachable part, the handheld version of the controller. So we'll have to see what
Honestly, we don't know any of the details on
this. I know. Yeah. We don't really know.
We don't know much. But everything we've seen so far would indicate, I mean, there's no Wii Remote compatibility, and it doesn't look like there's any kind of pointer on the control that they've shown. So that's probably out.
Like, we got...
That would be very surprising.
We got a picture and a name, and there was that Skyrim demo, and Bethesda came out and said, like, oh no, we're not announcing Skyrim, but, like, we might make something for it.
There's a lot.
That means the games they showed aren't even announced. Nothing. We don't know anything about it. So I guess we can't talk about it.
It looked like Skyrim. What else would they put
out? Oh, they said it was a video of Skyrim, but they said, like, oh, we don't know if we're actually doing it. But, yeah, Pikmin 4, we also don't know if they're doing that. But they probably will.
We don't. Miyamoto, of course, is the guy behind Pikmin. He's very much involved in, I think, in all three of the games and the platformer that's coming out next year.
Oh yeah, this is his baby. Probably the newest, truly kind of Miyamoto franchise. I mean, that was the big deal at the time when they announced the original. Like, this is Miyamoto's kind of thing, and he seems to really, you know, really care about the franchise. He seems to be pushing it and to keep it going. And so, you know, I'm just excited to see what he does next.
Oh, where's Project Giant Robot already?
I have no idea. I think the investors meeting is next week, and they are going to probably have it on there again with scheduled releases. You know,
all right? Well, next week we'll be talking about Project Giant Robot.
That will be a very short podcast, since we don't know anything about it.
We don't.
But I think that does wrap it up for us as far as Pikmin goes. What other lingering thoughts do you guys have about the game in general, or any of the three games?
Wait, have either of you guys ever seen the Pikmin little short films?
I remember seeing a few before Pikmin 3 came out.
I saw a little bit of them, but not that much.
Yeah, I've never seen
them. Also, can't get through this without mentioning the little animations Nintendo has when you do a system transfer.
That's right.
On the Wii or the 3DS, and they set that up with the little Pikmin animation, which is great.
Yes, that is fantastic. I love that part. When I'm transferring all my Wii stuff to the Wii U, there is a transferring. It's one of the most delightful system transfers probably ever.
The Wii to Wii U, and I know 3DS to 3DS. You know, you have the Pikmin carrying your games from one system to another.
Which I was so surprised that the Wii had those Pikmin inside all along. They were just waiting for the Wii U to come along.
They're living in your system all that. 6 years.
It was 6 years without a Pikmin release.
Yeah,
they were just waiting.
Pikmin game on the Wii. From GameCube to the Wii U. I mean, you had the new Play Control, but you didn't have an original Pikmin on Wii, which was sad. But we got it.
Pikmin 2 came out in 2004, and Pikmin 3 came out in 2012. So it was about what? 2013. So it was almost 10 years. Between Pikmin games. That's very interesting. And it looks like we won't be seeing it for maybe another few years at the most, as far as a full-fledged sequel goes. It's not like... To me, Pikmin is not like one of those franchises where you can just put one out every year, like, you know, Mario and his 15 different genres of games he can dish out. Zelda is kind of like that. Not like Mario, but you can still see a Zelda game at least once a year. You can kind of confirm that. It's very much maybe like more of a Metroid, one of those franchises is in that they put them out occasionally, but not like every year. So I've always enjoyed Pikmin. I never had any real problems with Pikmin. I could get a little more involved in playing them, and I probably will, because I'm really into the first Pikmin right now, and I'll probably pick up 2 when it comes out on the Wii U eventually. And Pikmin, I've always wanted to pick up Pikmin 3 because, I mean, I rented it and I played it for 10 minutes and I kind of dropped it. Then there was like some sort of Mario Kart 8 promotion where you get like a free game, and I chose the Wind Waker HD remake over Pikmin 3.
That was a mistake.
Yeah. I think I picked Game & Wario because it was the only one of them that I didn't already own.
Oh my gosh, that's how I got my Pikmin 3, and I regretted not buying it for full price because I want Nintendo to know that I love Pikmin. Like, please,
yeah, I mean, honestly,
please make
it
more.
Is one of my favorite franchises from Nintendo, even though there haven't been that many of them, but I really love them. Pikmin 3 is my favorite game on the Wii U. And so I'm excited to get more of it. I hope we see more of it soon.
It is a very the first word I think of is a very quaint and delightful game series that again, I mean, is very lighthearted and very easy and very calm to play. So yeah, it's definitely it's a different game. It's not like every other game you've seen. It's very fun. It's different and unique in its own way, and I very much appreciate it.
Well, Brian, you compared Pikmin's release schedule to Metroid, kind of, but I was thinking about it, and the levels are kind of set up like Metroid levels, where as you explore, you kind of unlock more of each level. You know?
In a way. Yeah, you can compare it in a way. There is some backtracking involved. I can see that. There's a lot of backtracking. There's a lot of items you need to collect.
And you get upgrades sometimes. Like, I think you have to unlock upgrades. Like, going underwater or something. Like, you get little upgrades to your suit. I know you're doing Pikmin 3.
Pikmin 3, yeah. I mean, Pikmin 1, I mean, I've been able to go in the water without any problem.
Or maybe to go through fire. I know. JP, do you remember what suit upgrades you get?
There really aren't suit upgrades so much. I mean, like, Olimar can always go underwater. It's the Pikmin in the can, unless they're the blue ones.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, you get those, like, spray kind of things that you can do. So, I mean, look, those are kind of upgrades, and you know, those come, you can pick up the berries and whatnot that let you do that.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I think that's it for us with, Pikmin. It's, like I said, it's a fun series. Definitely pick it up if you haven't even played one. I mean, you can get it for $20, the first one on the Wii U Virtual Console. Pikmin 3 is out on the eShop. I'm not sure the price. It's probably still full price, knowing Nintendo eShop deals.
It might be $20. It might be
Okay, is it like a player's choice or whatever their thing is now?
That sounds right. I'm not sure, but I think it might be.
Yeah, it looks like it's $20 at all the stores online. But I'm going to recommend that anyone start with Pikmin 3. Yeah, it's just so perfect.
It just, there's not really any story you need to worry about, and it just, I think Pikmin 3 is just, it gets the controls the best, and it does the best job of, like, balancing the gameplay so that there's a reason to keep going, but not too punishing, and there's more depth to it than the original. I completely agree. If you're new to the series, I would suggest you start with the third game.
Especially if it's the same price.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay, my internet is not being nice, but I do see Nintendo Selects, so yeah, it is probably $19.99 also, so, I mean, actually, yeah, it is $19.99, so I'll probably actually pick that up soon.
Oh my gosh, it's called Nintendo Selects now? How long have we been calling it the Player's Choice? And how long has it
been?
It's been
Nintendo Selects for a while. I mean, it was Nintendo Selects on the Wii as well, going back to those versions of it.
Sure. We're old people.
Yeah, we're old people who remember Player's Choice.
Get your Player's Choice, man. It comes with this Nintendo Power Strategy Guide.
Yeah, now this time we're old. Nintendo Power.
Oh, yeah.
Sad.
It's okay. So, now that we're on a sad note, I guess we should end.
Yeah. No, We all like Pikmin. Pikmin's fun and it's cheerful, so we'll end on a high note by praising Pikmin.
I'm getting excited for Pikmin Switch. Maybe you can switch between Pikmin, huh?
There you go.
That'd be pretty cool.
That's never been possible before.
Oh my god, these games are all going to be called something Switch, aren't they? It's okay, we'll talk about it another time.
Yes, we will talk about the NX and
the Switch Hello.
And no, cool. Goodbye.
All right, goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye. We will say goodbye. So, see you guys later. We will be back next week. Maybe 2 weeks. I'm not sure. I know.
We don't know.
We're trying to work out a new schedule for these. I have to talk to Nicholas and see what we're going to do. But yes, we will be back soon with another episode. It will be in the same format. We've kind of dropped the other segments that we've done. Make it more streamlined. Make it more... a bit more discussion-y, and it kind of worked for this episode, so I think we'll continue on to do it in future episodes. So, until then, guys, see y'all later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.